USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are marking this Memorial Day with far fewer coronavirus restrictions. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open to those fully vaccinated. Many have been filling up with flags and flowers over the holiday weekend. That's just one way to honor the fallen soldiers. Reaction from lawmakers continuing to come in over President Biden's proposed $6 trillion budget for the fiscal year 2020. The budget calls for increased spending on infrastructure, education, child care, and clean energy. Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas tells Fox News he believes,
"Well, this smells like inflation to me, and I think we begin these negotiations by telling the president, look, you think that this inflation is short-lived? You're throwing gasoline on the fire."
The Kansas Republican speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is honoring those who lost their lives in service to the nation.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice.
Biden speaking there at Arlington National Cemetery, also telling families of those who have lost loved ones that their day will come when their photo brings a smile to your face before it brings a tear to your eye. Biden continues,
"We live by the light of the flame of liberty. They kept burning. We're free because they were brave."
Officials in South Florida are lamenting the deadly violence that engulfed their area this Memorial Day weekend. The mayor of Miami-Dade County pleading with the public to come forward with information that may help bring those who committed crimes to justice. Two people were killed and 20 others injured outside of a banquet hall. The reward for information that leads to the arrest of those responsible is at $130,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As we celebrate Memorial Day, it's also a time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
As many Americans enjoy the three-day weekend for Memorial Day, former veteran and U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett on Fox News reminds us to take a moment for those that gave all.
Is remembering what so many people have given the full measure of their lives for. And it is not simply for us to have a long weekend. You know, I was thinking and I was reiterating to my family, of the oath that I took when I went into the military, and it started off simply that I swear to defend and support the Constitution of the United States against enemies both foreign and domestic. These people, my fellow soldiers, my veterans, they gave their lives for the Constitution of the United States. It is the greatest country for one reason and one reason only, because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution, which is nothing more than a set of law and order. And when you go into some neighborhoods, law and order is synonymous with a racial slur. We need to get away from this anti-Americanism and begin to remember why so many people have given their lives, and it is not just so that we can enjoy barbecue and long weekends.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.